You forget that they are alive. They have an intelligence of their own, and they may not do your bidding. And you forget how little you know about them, how incompetent you are to do the things that you so frivolously call simple. Dear God! He sank back, coughing. You know what's wrong with scientific power, Malcolm said. It's a form of inherited wealth. And you know what assholes congenitally rich people are. It never fails.
Hammond said,
What is he talking about?
Harding made a sign indicating delirium. Malcolm cocked his eye.
I will tell you what I am talking about, he said. Most kinds of power require a substantial sacrifice by whoever wants the power. There is an apprenticeship, a discipline lasting many years. Whatever kind of power you want, president of the company, black belt in karate, spiritual guru, whatever it is you seek, you have to put in the time, the practice, the effort. You must give up a lot to get it. It has to be very important to you. And once you have attained it, it is your power. It can't be given away. It resides in you. It is literally the result of your discipline. Now, what is interesting about this process is that by the time someone has acquired the ability to kill with his bare hands, he is also mature to the point where he won't use it unwisely. So that kind of power has a built-in control. The discipline of getting the power changes you so that you won't abuse it. But scientific power is like inherited wealth, attained without discipline. You read what others have done, and you take the next step. You can do it very young. You can make progress very fast. There is no discipline lasting many decades. There is no mastery. Old scientists are ignored. There is no humility before nature. There is only a get-rich-quick, make-a-name-for-yourself-fast philosophy. Cheat, lie, falsify, it doesn't matter. Not to you or to your colleagues. No one will criticize you. No one has any standards. They are all trying to do the same thing, to do something big and do it fast. And because you can stand on the shoulders of giants, you can accomplish something quickly. You don't even know exactly what you have done. But already you have reported it, patented it, and sold it. And the buyer will have even less discipline than you. The buyer simply purchases the power like any commodity. The buyer doesn't even conceive that any discipline might be necessary. Hammond said, Do you know what he is talking about?
Ellie nodded.
I haven't a clue, Hammond said. I'll make it simple, Malcolm said. A karate master does not kill people with his bare hands. He does not lose his temper and kill his wife. The person who kills is the person who has no discipline, no restraint, and who has purchased his power in the form of a Saturday night special. And that is the kind of power that science fosters and permits. And that is why you think that to build a place like this is simple.
It was simple, Hammond insisted.
Then why did it go wrong?
Dizzy with tension, John Arnold threw open the door to the maintenance shed and stepped into the darkness inside. Jesus, it was black. He should have realized the lights would be out. He felt the cool air, the cavernous dimensions of the space extending two floors below him. He had to find a catwalk. He had to be careful or he'd break his neck. The catwalk. He groped like a blind man until he realized it was futile. Somehow he had to get light into the shed. He went back to the door and cracked it open 4 inches. That gave enough light, but there was no way to keep the door open.